I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Michal Braverman-Blumenstick, Corporate Vice President, General Manager of Israel R&D Center, and CTO Cloud and AI Security at Microsoft. To learn more about Microsoft, visit Microsoft.com. Welcome, Michal. So great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Hillary. I'm very happy to be here.
So, Michal, to start, you've been with Microsoft for over 7 years and were with RSA before joining Microsoft. So will you share with us your career and what led you to your initial interest in cybersecurity?
Sure, happy to. So first of all, I'm very passionate about cyber because in cyber, not only you develop a solution, but you always have to be smarter than the opponent. And it's like playing chess. And I love playing chess, so that's why I'm fascinating. I'm fascinated with cyber. So right now I'm the CTO of Cloud and AI Security. This is a global role. I have two hats. My second hat, I'm the General Manager of the Microsoft Israel Development Center, which has more than 2,000 employees. And it's one of the biggest and most strategic R&D centers of Microsoft in the world. And I love my two hats. I will focus today more on my hat as the global CTO of Cloud and AI Security. But as you can see, as you can imagine, it relates to my other hat. So in the hat of the, as a CTO, I'm responsible for the innovation and for looking ahead, looking at trends, creating and initiating new products, and it's a lot of fun. By the way, 7 years ago when I joined Microsoft, I actually opened the cyber security center in Israel, and since then we grew a lot. It's a combination of homegrown innovation. Several of the most important cybersecurity products in Israel and in Microsoft, in global Microsoft, were initiated in Israel and are developed and led from Israel, like Azure Security Center, Azure Sentinel, IoT Security, Defender, et cetera, et cetera. And not only that, we also made an acquisition. I mean, throughout the year, we made several acquisitions from the rich cyber ecosystem in Israel. We also made an acquisition in the midst of COVID-19, almost 6 months ago. That was our latest acquisition, CyberX, who specializes in IoT security. Before joining Microsoft, I was the general manager of RSA in Israel and the global leader of the risk and fraud analytics product line. I came to RSA via acquisition. I was in the Sayota startup. We were the first company in the world to apply AI, artificial intelligence, to security, and that was back in 2005. So I can elaborate more. Is there anything else you want to hear on that?
I guess if you wanted to share what interests you in cybersecurity initially as well, like what made you pursue that career path. You mentioned chess though, but is it the strategy or the kind of, research or what have you?
It's a combination. First of all, in my, I was in the PhD program in Columbia University many years ago, but I specialized in artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence is very close to my heart. Mm. And when I started to be interested in cyber, I thought it'd be great how we can apply artificial intelligence in order to make the security system smarter. And again, we were, my startup was one of the first companies in the world to apply AI to cyber. So I think the technology, the fact that it's a very, I'm very passionate about technology, and more than anything, I love the combination of technology to solve really challenging business problem. And cyber is exactly that, because cyber is a huge problem. There's over almost $4 trillion in loss to cyber. And I'm not talking about lives and which are difficult to estimate, but cyber is a huge threat to humanity. Cybercrime is a huge threat to humanity. And if we don't control and handle and stop the cyber attackers, it will be a huge blocker to the development of humankind and to leveraging the digital transformation. So that's why I always found it very interesting and very important topic. And so to fight the bad guys online is to me not only very interesting, but also very important thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. And you touched upon this earlier, but Israel is a global leader in cybersecurity, second after the U.S., with 2020 being a record year for the startup ecosystem. So do you want to set the Israeli cyber scene for our listeners?
Sure. So first of all, in 2020, we actually reached a record number. As a matter of fact, 31% of all global investments in cyber happened in 2020 in Israel, which is a rise from 2019, which was also 25%. So in a year of a pandemic, not only we continue to invest in cyber, but the global investment in Israel grew tremendously. And as a matter of fact, if you look per capita, so we are Israel is number one in investment in cyber per capita. Second come the U.S. And in third place, much after, come the EU, all the EU and China. So obviously, if you look at the per capita, it's quite phenomenal. So it's a good question to ask: why is it happening? And I think that what makes Israel unique in that respect is that we have a very unique ecosystem, cyber ecosystem. And I divide it into three. So first of all, it's the industry. We really have a mixture of a lot of startups, a lot of cyber startups, and I'll touch later why we have so many startups in cyber. The second one, we have a lot of multinational companies like Microsoft and Google and Amazon and GE and GM and RSA and AMC and Cisco and many others, and they all have cyber centers in Israel. That creates another unique ecosystem, because where else in the world you have in 10 square miles that so many global companies are located, and we all know each other because it's Israel, so it's 1 degree of separation. And this constant talks and changing of ideas, even though we are competitors, creates a lot of cross-pollination and a lot of new ideas and innovation. And the third thing is the academia, because Israeli universities are very strong areas that are very relevant to cyber, like cryptography, like artificial intelligence, all the modern, all the newest and the effective cybersecurity system are based a lot on analytics, big data, and AI, and those areas are very strong in the academics. And another thing which is very important is obviously the IDF, the technological units in the army. You know that the military is mandatory. After high school, everybody has to go to the army. And there are many, and the technology units in the army are picking like the best students in high school, the one that has the technology inclination and the put them in those technology units. So then when they come out of the army and units like A200 and others produce a fresh stream of young people who are very savvy in technology and in cyber in particular. As a matter of fact, I am a graduate. I also served in the army in such a technology unit. And so all that together, the industry, the startup, the multinational, the academics, and the technology units in the army creates a very unique ecosystem.
And you mentioned the 31%, you know, investments happened in Israel in 2020, you know, amidst a global pandemic. But how else has COVID-19 impacted cybersecurity growth in Israel?
So I think it's the right way to look at it globally, because in that respect, it's a global phenomena. It's also happened in Israel, but Israel is market relatively small. What is important in Israel is the technology that is developed, not necessarily the market. But if we look about the global trends in cyber in 2020 and the continue, is let's look what happened. Okay, so when the pandemic started, many companies had to tell their employees to start working remotely at home. And not every company had all the right security measurements in order to enable this remote working. And as you know, attackers they will always leverage any opportunity. So it was a lot of opportunity for them to attack all those people that are now working remotely. So that's one thing. Another factor that happened is because everything has happened remotely, is that all those remote services started to, again, were a target for attackers. And of course, attackers, they don't have any moral or ethics. They knew that the hospitals they will do anything in order to take care of their patients. So the hospitals were also under attacks, because they knew that the hospitals will, if there is a ransomware against a hospital, the hospital will not tolerate losing lives, and therefore they will pay anything. All these things created a surge in attacks all over the world, okay? And because of that, there was a huge demand for security, for effective and fast security solutions. And that's why you could see that a lot of the cyber companies, a lot of the big companies, but also the startups grew a lot during this time. Because the demand to effective cyber defense grew significantly.
Right, absolutely. And you shared earlier what contributes to the ecosystem for cybersecurity in Israel. Is there anything else you'd like to add as far as contributing factors that make Israel such a hub, perhaps the startup community as well?
So besides what I said, definitely the startup nation mentality, the fact that I think that Israelis are much more risk-taking, and I think one of the reasons that it happens when you're in the army and you have to make life-threatening decisions, so later when you are graduated to your professional life, you are it's easy for you to make decisions, because it's not you already did life-threatening decision when you were younger. So now to make business decisions, you're more you are not risk averse, and I think that you need to when you are, innovation and risk taking goes hand by hand. So I think that's another reason. And so that's why there is a lot of innovation in Israel, not just in cyber, but in many other areas.
Great. And here at Cybercrime Magazine, we publish the VC Report, Venture Capital Report, which rounds up the latest deals and seed rounds for cybersecurity companies. As someone who is established in the industry, what are the trends that you're seeing for seed rounds, et cetera?
So I think that we will see a lot of trends that are post-corona, post-COVID-19. First of all, the remote anything. Because the general market is undergoing a really accelerated digital transformation, and everything is being happening remotely, not just a remote workforce, but remote medicine and remote delivery and remote services. So this promotes the digital acceleration, cloud and AI. Why? Because you don't have to come to the cloud; the cloud comes to you. So this trend also means that because of all the remote everything, is that you need to secure all of that. So securing remote anything is definitely a trend that we will see, that we see already, but it will continue more, continue stronger post-COVID-19. Obviously, IoT, because the trends of IoT will come stronger. And again, the COVID-19, I think, accelerates that. And the trend of IOB is Internet of Behaviors, which is sort of like a superset of IoT, not just the behaviors that it's controlled by wearable and other IoT devices, but also predicting your behavior and tailoring everything to your specific needs. So this is the general trend. As you can imagine, this might imply a lot of security threats and privacy. And that's why security solutions that will secure the IOB and IoT will come stronger. Another thing, which is obviously zero trust, because we cannot trust anything, so we can assume that all the services that we are getting are not trusted. That's why the security of those services has to assume the worst and give you the best protection. Another thing is supply chain attacks. We see it all the time. So those kind of attacks will continue to rise, and the security systems that will handle them, we will obviously will have a lot of demand. We can see all these rise in cybersecurity products. It's a cloven trend, because again, the cybersecurity is the enabler to all the digital transformation. And we can see that also in Microsoft. Microsoft, we just announced several weeks ago that the revenues from our security and identity products is over $10 billion, which makes us one of the biggest security companies in the world, if not the biggest one. And again, this is because of all this demand. And a lot of this the Microsoft Israel Development Center, which I'm heading, is responsible for a significant number of those security products that are part from the Microsoft security portfolio.
And speaking of Microsoft, Microsoft has offices in a few cities in Israel. I'm curious which one is closest to you, and then also to hear more about your responsibilities as someone, to your point, who has multiple roles and different hats.
Right. So first of all, I love my two roles. Both of them are very interesting. And first, I was the CTO of Cloud and AI Security, the global role. And then a year ago, I became the general manager of the Israeli Development Center. And when I was offered that role, I said, I'm doing that, but I'm not giving my other hat because I'm really so passionate about cybersecurity. And I work a lot, but I really love it. And so first of all, ILDC is the short for Israeli R&D Center. We have four locations. The biggest one is in Herzliya. It's in the center of Israel. We just inaugurated the most amazing building, the greenest one in Israel, which is very friendly to our employees. Our employees are our biggest asset. We have another location in Tel Aviv. We have another location in Haifa. And the newest location was opened in Nazareth. And the reason that we did that, we wanted to make sure that we also reach the Arab population in Israel, and a lot of them are living in that part of Israel, in the north of Israel. And as a matter of fact, since I'm a strong believer in diversity, since we opened that the site in Nazareth, we were able to increase the number of Arab employees in a factor of five. And which one is the closest one to me? Actually, Herzliya, but it really doesn't matter because we have a very flexible working environment. We are believing in the hybrid location. We can work at home. We can work in the office. And so the physical location is I can work in any one of the location based on my need, and of course if I need to work from home, etc. So we are very very flexible. And to your question, so I think I talked a little bit about the CTO role. And we just look at the innovation in cyber and to create new products and Azure Security Center, Sentinel, IoT Security are some examples of products that I initiated as my CTO role. As in my hat, as the general manager of the Israel Development Center, first of all, even during the pandemic, by the way, I started my role as the general manager of the Israeli Development Center in the beginning of February. So myself and the first COVID-19 patient in Israel literally came the same day. So I entered this new role in the pandemic. 2 weeks after I entered the role, I told everybody to start working from home. So it was quite a challenge to start in such a big new role and doing it from home. But we have amazing people, and we worked a lot in order to make sure that even though most of the time we worked at home, we make sure that we are very much connected to our people, and there were a lot of meetings and a lot of interaction, etc. And even in that easy year, we grew 25%. So we continue to hire, we continue to grow throughout the pandemic. As a matter of fact, I mentioned it before, we also acquired a startup throughout the pandemic, and we onboarded the company to Microsoft throughout the pandemic. So the show must go on, and it goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you shared opening the office in Nazareth, but apart from anything we've already discussed as well, why has it been such an important focus for Microsoft to invest heavily in Israel and Israel's economy?
So the main reason that Microsoft invests in Israel is because the amazing talent that we have here in Israel and the innovation, the innovative spirit that we have, and the amazing ecosystem of startups that we have here in Israel. Microsoft R&D Center in Israel is one of the biggest and the most strategic development center of Microsoft globally. And some of the most important Microsoft products are actually initiated and developed or led here from Israel. For example, Microsoft Sentinel, Microsoft Azure Security Center, IoT Security, Microsoft Defender, and many more. In addition to the innovation and the talent, we also have here very interesting startups. That's why we do a lot of work with startups. We have the accelerator, the Microsoft Accelerator, and the Microsoft Reactor, and we learn Microsoft. Global Microsoft is learning a lot about startups from the Israeli startups. So this is another factor. The Israeli academia. And also the Israeli economy. We have, Israel is a relatively small country, but we have very interesting economy and very interesting global customers that are very attractive to Microsoft.
Great. And apart from the very funny Quarantine Blues music video that the Israel R&D Center created back in April 2020. I watched that and I thought it was really good. what are some exciting innovations and transformations the center has recently led?
Sure. So first of all, the security products that we develop, including Sentinel, which is just launched a year ago. Sentinel is cloud native, new generation SIEM, SOAR, XDR. We just launched it a year ago, and it became in the leaders' portion of Forrester's Wave. All our security products that we develop are this year became the leaders, both in Gartner and the Forrester ratings, which we are very proud of. I mentioned before, we made an acquisition of a new startup, CyberX, IoT security, in the midst of COVID-19. Opened new groups in variety of areas, not only cyber, but connected cars and big analytics. And our healthcare technology group developed a global COVID-19 bot, which was used by many companies, tens of countries all over the world in order to help identify COVID-19 patients. Our education education technology team created a system which helps educators all over the world in order to be more effective in teaching remotely, and it's used by 80 countries all over the world. So there was a lot of growth, a lot of new ideas, both organically and inorganically, even during this year. And by the way, it's not only the things that we are doing internally, whether it's organic or by acquisition, but we also have a very strong connection with the Israeli startup community. That's another thing, by the way, which attracts Microsoft to Israel, the startup ecosystem. And we have our accelerator won the number one accelerator in Israel for startups. And we also have an investment arm here that invests in startups. So we are very much attached to the Israeli startups because we see the startups are very important partners to Microsoft, not only as an acquisition potential, but also to do business together, which is, to me, is a win-win.
Certainly a lot of accomplishments for 2020. So, Michal, anything you'd like to share about what's ahead for 2021?
A lot, first of all, to continue. I talked about the trends to, before, so to continue to make sure that we create the best technologies for our customers to deal with those trends with IoT and IoB and remote anything, remote workforce. Looking at supply chain, and one of the things that when I entered the role, I announced a new initiative. It's called the Next Big Domain, which is in addition to cyber, we do a lot of things in Israel Development Center, but we are most known for our cyber expertise. And my goal is to make sure that we add few more domains in addition to the cyber, some of them I mentioned before. So this is something that we are working very diligently. Another thing which is very important for us is to continue to work on diversity. I believe that diverse companies are much stronger and much more successful long run. So we are doing a lot of activities in diversity, not just women, but as I mentioned, Arabs, but also we have a plan for people on the spectrum. We have engineers that are on the autistic spectrum. And we make sure that we create the environment for them to work because it's really important for us. Not only because to help, but I think it's a win-win. We get access by embracing diversity from any kind. We get to the best engineers, regardless of their origin.
Absolutely. Well, Michal, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been fantastic.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed talking with you.
Yes, likewise. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Michal Braverman-Blumenstick, Corporate Vice President, General Manager of Israel R&D Center, and CTO, Cloud and AI Security at Microsoft. To learn more about Microsoft, visit microsoft.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.